This is John Gramstrand, and I'm a certified energy specialist for CHS Ag Services in Stephen, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Tyler Donaldson in studio. We'll have an update from Randy Conan at the American Sugar Beet Growers Association meeting, Jamie Dickerman in San Antonio at the CattleCon 2025 convention. We'll have coverage from both. In news at this hour, the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee meeting on the ag economy. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval spoke about the need for an updated farm bill to help farmers during a tough economic time.
The USDA's most recent farm sector income forecast has shown a $41 billion decrease in net farm income. That's down 25% from 2022. Since crop prices peaked in 2022, they have taken a nosedive. And despite these lower prices, 2024 payments out of the farm bill going to farmers are projected to be the lowest since 1982, over four decades ago. This again highlights the need for increased coverage in Title I programs.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue echoed those thoughts.
We cannot afford a third extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Congress must act quickly to pass a fully funded Farm Bill in 2025. This Farm Bill should include strengthening the farm safety net and providing farmers with robust risk management tools, investing in voluntary incentive-based conservation programs, supporting the next generation of farmers, and keeping the Farm Bill coalition together. But the strong Farm Bill alone is not enough. We also need open and fair agricultural markets.
CattleCon 25 continues in San Antonio, Texas. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Jamie Dickerman is there and has this report.
Our coverage from CattleCon on the Red River Farm Network brought to you by North Dakota Beef Commission, North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Minnesota Beef Council, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Talking with Gene Copenhaver, NCBA Vice President here at CattleCon, and one of the biggest things that everybody's talking about, of course, the prices, right?
Oh, the prices are great. But as we know, we're in a commodity business. Those prices can go away as fast as they come, too. So we're ready for the next down cycle. Whenever there's a down cycle, we know normally it runs in 10-year cycles, and it will come again. So
enjoy it, but we know what comes up's got to come down eventually.
It sure does. And it's one of the reasons our some of the programs we have as far as risk management that Congress has provided for us and the government has provided for us has been so good. It takes away some of the peaks and valleys and sort of stabilizes. The LRP program has been great for our industry. One reason it serves not only big farmers and small farmers or big ranchers and small ranchers, it serves everybody. If you have one head of cattle or 25,000 head of cattle, it does that, and it takes away a lot of those peaks and valleys.
Big news coming just the other day, the border opening back up. That's big news.
Yeah, it's, it affected our cattle inventory. I think Texas was down like 6% in that January 1 report. So we can get it started. It's going to be starting slow, but eventually we can get it all the way open and take care of the screwworm problem, too, while we're at it.
Foreign animal disease, always got to be on the guard for that. How do you feel overall that we're prepared for something like that in this country?
Well, I'm not sure we are prepared. I think we need probably a better traceability program. I think whatever we have is going to be a volunteer program, and a lot of it's going to be market-oriented and value-added programs that do that. At the same time, I think NCBA and the industry can do a better job educating our producers and tell them what will happen if we do have a large outbreak of something that could affect the whole industry.
Our coverage from CattleCon, brought to you by North Dakota Beef Commission, North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Minnesota Beef Council, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.
The global workforce for the U.S. Agency for International Development has been placed on administrative leave. That move, part of the Trump administration's plan to cut costs and streamline the government. Lonnie Jordan is a Minnesotan who spent the last 8 years as an expert volunteer consultant for USAID's Farmer to Farmer program. She says USAID makes the United States stronger by creating stable democracies around the world.
We have trading partners. partners and allies, as opposed to people that we have to deal with who may not be our friends. And I think we've seen more and more in over the last several years as China has made its own push to be a dominant player on the global scene, that if we don't do this, China and others will step in, and that weakens us as the U.S.
Through her work with USAID, Jordan worked with farmers and small businesses on economic development in Moldova, Ghana, Malawi, and Tunisia. Jordan believes it is healthy for any business or government agency to evaluate their programs.
I would certainly support a systematic approach to reviewing all these programs and projects and deciding which ones are the right ones and deciding where the focus should be. And I hope supportive folks in Congress can have those conversations with the administration, and we can move back from what looks like a kind of a short-sighted slash-and-burn approach to something that's more thoughtful and systematic that can save the best of this program, these programs that have been built over the better part of 8 decades.
Jordan said it'll take a long time to recover from the loss of these humanitarian programs.
2024's fall season was the driest on record for the entire country. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that has not changed over the winter months.
If you look at some of the numbers for a season-to-date snowfall in the Red River Valley, half of normal or less for season-to-date snowfall. So if you combine the fact that we had the dry late summer and autumn, not much snow, we've got a lot of areas in North Dakota environs that are going to be short on soil moisture heading into spring planting unless we get a big change between now and April and May.
During an appearance at the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo, Rippey said that trend could continue into the growing season.
Bunge had net income of $602 million in the fourth quarter. That's down from $616 million last year. Bunge's core agribusiness segment was hurt by poor oilseed processing margins. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. The American Sugar Beet Growers Association wrapped up with presentations on policy and trade. Randy Conan has more from San Diego.
A report from the American Sugar Beet Growers Association's annual meeting in San Diego, brought to you by Beta Seed, Vive Crop Protection, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, and Amity Technology. I'm visiting with American Sugar Alliance's new trade advisor, Casey Bean. Casey, you hit the ground running.
I think it's going to be a very busy, hopefully productive year. Most importantly, we want to make sure that the American sugar policy remains a strong policy. And we'll take every opportunity to remind stakeholders and incoming administration how important it is to maintain a strong sugar policy. So my job is to report on how other countries are reacting to any change in import policies, and communicating that with our trading partners, making sure they understand how important that that trade policy is, and how open the U.S. market is, and that the U.S. is a trading country as well. We import 25% of our sugar, but this sugar program is extremely important.
Do you see, I think in your presentation too, you mentioned you likely we're going to see more bilateral agreements.
I think so. If you look at President Trump's America First trade policy, it clearly focuses, it doesn't even mention the WTO, World Trade Organization, the multilateral organization. I think that's telling. But I think already you've seen the first country out of the block that was discussed with President Trump was Colombia, where I served for 4 years, and I think that was an indication how quickly, efficiently, an administration could deal with a country to advocate for their interests. The USMCA, though it's a plurilateral, is another example. I think China's next, and that's an example. The really, really big bilateral is going to be with China in the coming days.
Sure. Reports from the American Sugar Beet Growers Association's annual meeting, brought to you by the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, Vive Crop Protection, Amity Technology, and Country Farm Credit Services, and Beta Seed. From San Diego, for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Conan.
Brown stem rot and sudden death syndrome are causing serious economic losses in soybeans. University of Minnesota Extension crop disease specialist Dean Malvick made that point at the Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research event this morning.
Sudden death syndrome is relatively new to the state. 20 years in Minnesota, 2018, first year in North Dakota. So it's spreading, pretty significant issue. And we have some resistance and we have some seed treatments now that work pretty well for that. And then for brown stem rot is one of these diseases that is hidden in some ways. We don't always see it, yet it can take the top off the yield 5, 10, 15% easily. You may not even know it's there. This year we saw some problems with both those across the area, and there was some confusion in the field as to which was which.
A longer crop rotation will reduce the threat of brown stem rot. Variety selection is the best way to combat SDS.
There's less breeding up here this far north in these early maturing varieties. You know, the companies certainly have been working on it, but southern Minnesota, Iowa have a lot more resistance, for example, because it's been a problem longer, and the seed companies have put more effort into the resistance development. But that's something to look for. But for SDS, we, in the last 10 years now, we've had two new seed treatments have come on the market that are both very effective, and there'll be more coming as well. But we need to be selective and make sure we target those specific seed treatments if indeed that's what we're trying to manage.
Little Timber Farms in Black Duck, Minnesota was recognized by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as a regional winner of the 2024 Environmental Stewardship Award Program. Little Timber Farms is owned and operated by fourth-generation farmer Rachel Gray and her family. Gray, president-elect of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, talked about the criteria of the award.
We focused on water quality, soil quality, and overall health of our animals and health of the environment on our farm, which we really strive to do those things in the best possible way.
Gray believes awards like this are important to help tell the real story of American agriculture.
And I wish that I could invite every single person that has a question to my farm to see the passion that we approach cattle with every day. We look at the holistic approach to cattle. We want our cattle to be healthy. We want our cattle to be happy. And a clean environment gives them those things. So we strive really hard to make that happen.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Vive Crop Protection has introduced Phobos fungicide to provide enhanced Cercospora leaf spot protection. Territory sales manager Vicki Decker explains.
It is showing better leaf coverage, and it actually stays on the plant longer if you have a rain event and when you're considering getting better control. We're actually able to make about 20% more of that product available with our technology.
Phobos uses patented nanopolymers for more uniform disease protection.
We're the only ones in the market that have nanotechnology to transform the original molecule into a new product which can do a better job.
Deckers participated in the American Sugar Beet Growers Association annual meeting.
The Cattle Industry Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association trade show are underway in San Antonio, Texas. Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association President Jake Thompson discussed a policy being introduced regarding disaster payments.
Basically, it started with our ERP2 program, the ERP program. We had some producers that qualified because they had some drought to get some of that relief. And the FSA gave the money out, ended up saying, oh, sorry, you didn't have every acre on your farm underinsured. So majority would end up being either grass or alfalfa. And so then they were required to give a percentage of that money back. And we just felt that's not right.
Thompson said it is especially true for forage or specialty crops like alfalfa.
Not a lot of great avenues for insurance for that. You know, there's some out there that do help you with your yield. But none of them are quality based, and really when you're raising alfalfa, that's what you're really after, is to try to produce the most highest quality feed available. So I, even ourselves, my brother and I, well, the amount of acres of alfalfa that we farm, we don't really insure them. So even if this program came up for us, all of a sudden we're getting basically 20% less payment than we could have just because we aren't insuring those crops and we don't feel that's necessary or right. So that's kind of what our resolution is dealing with.
Check your markets. Minneapolis wheat down 4¾ cents for March at 6.17. Chicago wheat March down 6¼. We're down 5¼ for KC wheat. March corn down 3¼, 4.91¼. The soybeans March down 21¼ cents, 10.53¾. Cattle futures stronger, triple-digit gains seen for live cattle and feeder cattle, lean hogs as well. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.